Introduction. What if I could show you a brand new, revolutionary way to buy and sell a house and make a minimum of $5,000 in 2 hours flat? And what if you could do this 1, 3, 5, even 10 to 15 times every single month without ever looking at a single house or talking to a realtor, seller, buyer, appraiser, or attorney? I know it sounds wild, but this is what I do every month. How could it be? It's all because of a tragic, life-shattering event that forced me to develop not only a new system of buying and selling real estate, but also a totally new perspective on my role in real estate, or any business for that matter. I went from investor to business owner, and that is a very important shift. I went from full-time involvement in every aspect of my business to practically absentee ownership. If you hate working every day and never getting ahead, read on, because this could be the answer to your prayers. I went from working 60-hour weeks for a little money to working a 3 to 5 hours a week day trading business, where I sell 10 to 15 houses a month, making $5,000 to $15,000 on each deal. Yes, you read that right. I did say 3 to 5 hours. It isn't a misprint. I look things over and sign off on deals. I spend about 15 minutes on each deal. I never talk to anyone. No buyers, no sellers, no realtors, and no attorneys. I don't look at houses, and I don't show up for closings. I spend just 15 minutes looking over the paperwork. That's all I do. How did it happen? I've got to admit up front that I never thought of doing this myself. I never planned it. I never would have done it voluntarily. But because of unexpected events, I had to do something radical and new that had never been done before. Why? In order to survive. The traumatic event that happened a little over 18 years ago, I was married to a beautiful woman and we had a 2-year-old daughter, Linda. I didn't have a real estate business. I didn't speak at seminars in front of thousands of people all over the country about how to get rich day trading real estate. Far from it. My job as a mortgage broker took an amazing amount of time. I wanted to make more money and spend more time with my family, so I decided to get into real estate investing. But I was terrible at it. I just couldn't make it click. It was all a big hodgepodge to me. I spent too many weekends spinning my wheels with nothing to show for it. With a full-time job and a new family, real estate investing was just too much work for no money. But life was good. We had just moved into a house that we had bought the previous year, and my wife was happy as a stay-at-home mom. Then it happened. My wife found a lump in her breast, and it turned out to be breast cancer. She started going through chemo, radiation, and surgery. She was only 28 years old. Real estate had to wait. We were now in survival mode. My mother-in-law, who was a nurse, left her job at a hospice center in Florida and moved in to take care of my wife and daughter so I could work and keep the bills paid. She is a saint. 2.5 years later, in January of 2001, my wife lost her battle with cancer. After helping Linda and me get adjusted, my mother-in-law moved back to Florida. There I was, an only parent with a 4-year-old daughter who had just lost her mommy. After a while, I was motivated to try real estate again, but not like before. Previously, I had dabbled in real estate and wasted a lot of time. Now, I had even less time because it was just Linda and me. I couldn't afford to dabble anymore. I had to make good things happen because Linda was depending on me. I had my back against the wall, and no matter what I was facing, I had to succeed. You may have been in a similar situation where you had to rise up and take action. I decided that this time I was going to make it in real estate. I had to find a way to get maximum results in minimum time. I had to do it without working nights and weekends, and I had to do it all while still working a full-time job. The first thing I did was immerse myself in education. I attended every course, seminar, and meeting I could. I studied every real estate course I could get my hands on. I went to the Learning Annex, Real Estate, and Wealth Expo and learned from Donald Trump, his teachings about thinking big, finding your passion, going with your gut, and never quitting were priceless. I live by them. Many times Donald Trump's words would echo through my head. Since you have to think anyway, you might as well think big. Rich Dad Robert Kiyosaki made me realize that I had to start thinking like a rich dad thinks. If not for myself, then at least for the sake of my daughter. It soon became clear to me that I had to come up with my own way of doing real estate. I had to maximize my time and efforts by using technology and applying it to real estate investing. I realized it was now possible to use the internet, mobile phone, email, and fax to buy and sell houses in a fraction of the time most investors spend on their deals. Now, I'm a technophobe, but the necessity of raising my daughter and keeping my family together made me go the extra mile to find a way I could deal in real estate part-time without working nights and weekends. I had to reserve nights and weekends for my family because they mean everything to me. The second thing I did was study success and technology in other industries. I researched internet marketers, software companies, mortgage companies, franchises, and more. I bought courses, went to seminars, and read lots of books. I read The E-Myth Revisited, Why Most Businesses Don't Work and What to Do About It by Michael Gerber. Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. Cashflow Quadrant by Robert Kiyosaki. Rhinoceros Success by Scott Alexander. Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Good to Great by Jim Collins. Traction by Gino Wickman. 4-Hour Work Week by Timothy Ferriss. 10X Rule by Grant Cardone, and many more. I also continue to read an average of 1 to 2 books a week. Yes, a week. I actually listen to audiobooks and listen at 2x speed, so it takes half the time. I learned how big companies set up systems so the businesses operate at maximum efficiency, while the leaders take themselves out of the picture. Michael Gerber's words made an enormous impression on me. Most people are too busy working in their business to work on their business. The system is the solution. It works, so you don't have to. He taught me how to create a business based on systems and how to become an owner rather than a manager. Michael says if you have a business and it can't run without you, then you don't really have a business. What you have is a job. Well, like most people who get into real estate, I already had a job. I didn't need another one. See, most people get into real estate to get out of a job they already have, not to create another one, but most turn real estate into a second job. That wasn't for me, and probably not for you either. From Traction and Rocket Fuel, I learned about EOS, Entrepreneur's Operating System. It is a way to run your business with regular meetings, agenda, and goals. Based on EOS, we now have a 1-year plan, a 5-year goal, and 10-year target. I also learned how to structure deals, find value, and become a great negotiator from my father-in-law, Andy Lakin. He is the best negotiator and real estate investor I've ever met. All of that led me to step 3. I took action on what I had learned. I created a system that allowed me to become successful in real estate by working only a few hours a week. That's when and how real estate day trading was born, out of necessity. The old way simply didn't work for me. Sure, I incorporated many of the tried and proven strategies, but I went a step beyond. And then many, many more steps beyond until I arrived at something that was truly new and revolutionary. Real estate day trading is based on wholesaling properties to investors, but it is much more than wholesaling. It is being able to buy and sell property anywhere in the United States without ever looking at it and having it sold in 2 hours and close on the buy and sell the same day. My team and I have taken wholesaling to a much higher level. People now call it virtual investing. I was virtual investing before the term had been created. Using this real estate day trading system, I am now able to buy and sell 5 to 10 houses or more every month, but most important, I've learned to take myself out of the process completely by training other people to work for me. Now my company buys up to 15 houses every month. We have bought and sold properties in 12 different states, all without ever leaving our office in Lake Wylie, South Carolina. And as Michael Gerber and Gino Wickman taught, I've set up my business to operate at maximum efficiency, and I've taken myself out of the daily picture for the most part. That's why I never talk to a single seller, buyer, or realtor myself. I have incorporated a lot of technology to automate my business. We do all of our business by phone, email, and the internet. In deciding what technologies to use, I had two rules. It had to be easy to follow, and it had to bring technology down to a level where anyone, and I mean anyone, could use it without any specialized training whatsoever. As I mentioned, I'm not a technology buff. Frankly, technology scares me. My dad used to say if it wasn't for Thomas Edison, we would all be watching TV by candlelight. Now, he was kidding, of course, but that's almost the way I look at technology. It's like email. I have no idea how email works. All I know is if I write someone an email and click send, a little while later, they reply to me, but I have no idea how it got there or back to me. The good news is I don't need to know how it works. All I need to know is how to use it, but I am able to manage it without having special training. In fact, I'm not even a college graduate. How this book will help you. This book includes an easy-to-follow step-by-step system for you to employ all the labor-saving technologies I have used to put my day trading business on autopilot. I'm going to show you how to spend a little time up front setting up your business so you have lots of time letting your business work for you instead of the other way around. Once you have it set up, you can produce 3, 4, 5, even 10 or more $5,000 plus paydays for you each month. In getting started in real estate day trading, I'm not talking about conventional real estate investing. Investing is where you put thousands of dollars into a property, spend thousands more to fix it up, rent it out, and then hope that it goes up in price so you can eventually sell it for a profit. Don't get me wrong, I also invest in real estate for long-term income, but that is not what this book is about. What I'm talking about here is buying a house at 10 a.m. and selling it at 10:30 a.m. to a buyer investor and pocketing a quick $5,000 to $15,000 profit in one day, and then doing the same thing over and over many times every month. This is what it means to do real estate as a business rather than investing in real estate. You'll typically have no or very little money invested, so your money is not at risk. You'll have your buyer lined up ahead of time to buy the property from you as soon as you buy it from your seller. It's simple to do if you know how. This is what my company does. If you're a veteran at real estate investing, this book could give you new ways to think about what you do. I recently got an email from a student who told me he's been investing for 16 years. After looking at my system and starting to set up his own day trading system, he came to the realization that even though he's been investing 16 years, someone brand new with no experience can get in the business and literally dominate the market by simply using the day trading system. He told me that the way I teach my students to buy houses levels the playing field. You don't have to worry anymore about experienced investors taking your deals. You can actually get a jump on them. The guy that said he's been investing for 16 years, well, is that 16 years of experience or a single year of experience repeated 16 times? We have all heard, if you keep on doing what you always do, you keep on getting what you've always gotten. It's the same thing. In this book, I'll show you exactly what to do. I teach you how to set up a real estate day trading business, operate your business, and automate it. I don't leave anything out. By the way, my story turned out to be a happy one. I got remarried, and I have a son, Noah, who is 12 years old. My daughter, Linda, is now 20 and has a daughter of her own named Ember. I met my wife, Pam, online. Hey, I figured if I could find a house online, then I could find a spouse online.